Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, that Twitter thing and that Instagram thing. I am theirs. No voicemails today. And I do appreciate all the voicemails that have been coming in. You've been helping save my voice. My voice is probably going to crack tomorrow. I was on a Unearthed Arcana, planning session chat earlier today for the upcoming 1E podcast. And then I just did 2 hours in tavern chat, although thankfully other people get the app away, so it's not all me. And then, now we got this. So, something came up in the Tavern Chat Pod. Well, a couple of things came up. And we were talking 1E, as we're often wont to do. And we were talking about bards. Bards in first edition. Or bards in original D&D. Now, I happen to like bards. I wrote a bard class for, what was it, issue 6, issue 7? Whatever the last issue of Matt Finch's Noxspell magazine was, for Swords and Wizardry. And John Stadler and myself both submitted bard classes. And I'm not saying my bard class is great, but I wrote a bard class for Swords and Wizardry. I would do it differently these days. But I've always liked bards. And I didn't like the way the 1E bard was, the one that's in the player's handbook. It's a broken class. And it's a broken class because by its very nature, it breaks all the rules that are established for characters. It breaks the rules for the stats you need to change class. If I recall correctly, you need a 15 or a 16 in your primary attribute or attributes of your original class. And then you need a 17 or 18 in the class you're going to. But that didn't apply if you were going to be a fighter who then became a thief who was going to then become a bard. Also, the rules say you can only change classes once. But to be a bard, you had to change classes twice. I remember reading an article on the math of the bard class, and there were two ways you could do it. The fighter had to change his level between levels, 4 and 8, and then go to a thief one level higher. So your thief was basically between levels 5 and 9, and then you became a bard. And I remember somebody it had to be one of the old issues of Dragon magazine. They worked out the chart by total XP earned and hit points, average hit points. And the benefit for running your character to the maximum level as a fighter that you could achieve and the maximum level as a thief and then transferring to a bard was ridiculous because you were getting 8 hit die. I really, you know what? Why? Why am I not looking at my player's handbook as I'm having this conversation? Probably because I'm sick and my brain is half fucking dead. So, you have to. All right. You must be at least level 5 as a fighter and change your class prior to attaining level 8. I think they just matter that you change it no later than 7th, but it made it a lot easier to read. And then thief somewhere between 5th and 9th level. So you can have 7d10 for your fighter hit dice, and then you can have another 9d6s for your thief, and then earn another 10d6s as a bard. So you have a chance to get 10, 19. 19d6 and 70d10s for hit points. Imagine having a constitution bonus on top of that. Plus two, right? Already that's something like extra, I don't know, 46 hit points. I'm not doing math right now. So yeah, the bard class in this book is broken. Yeah, you have a score of 15 or better in strength, wisdom, dexterity, and charisma. So you didn't need the 17 charisma to become a thief. Or 17 dexterity. You could just do it. And then your bard is basically a druid. I always preferred for 1E the bard class in issue 56 of The Dragon, which was reprinted in Best of the Dragon, Volume 3. Because, as I recall that bard, I found this part to be overpowering. They fought as a fighter at the same level, but couldn't wear heavier than leather armor, maybe elven chain. But they could wield any weapons. This is all from memory, folks. And they had decent spellcasting. I would have made it, I think it's D6 for hit points. I would have given them the cleric's attack matrix, and I probably would have given them like the thieves' saving throws. I don't remember what to have in the book, but I thought it was a good compromise for a character class that, like I said, in the player's handbook, broken in an overpowered way. And I guess if you don't have problems with that in your campaign, not a big deal, but I only had one player in all my years try to make a bard, and he did, and then once he got the first level of the bard, he retired the character just to say he could do it. So God bless him. All right, folks. I probably should write a new Sword of Wizardry bard class at some point. I really should do a lot of things. I'll hopefully do them when I'm feeling better. Oh, God. Yeah. Still feeling like shit on a cracker. Folks, as always, be safe. Be well. God bless. Stay fucking healthy. All right? Seriously. It's flu season. It's, coronavirus season. It's a miserable season to be sick. So try to stay healthy. All right, folks. I am going to hopefully talk with you all tomorrow. If you don't hear from me, I'm still alive, but I'm just feeling miserable. All right. Be good. Laters.